Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back in. We're live at the ESPN Upstate Draft Party. Hall of Fame Sports Grill, 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Come by and join us because we got a lot of crew here now, and it's going to go long into the night, but we need to go to the guest line. And it is on the line. We have Radio.com sports insider Armando Salcaro. He has been with the Miami Herald, covers the AFC East, and make sure you know our insiders reports are brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. And Armando, welcome to Straight Up with Sturge. Welcome to the night that my counterpart has called the Christmas night for NFL adult fans.
Well, Sturge, thank you very much for having me, and I'm sure that you're enjoying the party over there, and I wish I was there with you, to be frank, rather than just covering the draft, which is also very fun, by the way.
Yes, it is, but tell me if this thing looks – I'm a huge believer when it looks too easy, it normally is. Everybody is kind of locked in with the Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray going number one. That's why I believe something is about to happen here. Am I offline, or is this going to be chalk sort of in the first five picks?
No, I hear you. You know, there's been a lot of skullduggery going on beneath the sheets, so to speak, with this whole thing. But, you know, to me, the biggest hint about this whole affair as to whether Kyler Murray will go number one or not is that yesterday afternoon, he showed up to Nashville. And the reason that that is important, he showed up to Nashville to be on the broadcast tonight. His agent is also Cliff Kingsbury's agent, okay? There is no agent on earth representing Kyler Murray that would allow him to go to the draft if he doesn't think he's going to go number one overall. And so, and he came at the very, almost at the very last moment. So I got the feeling that, you know, they've got the thumbs up and it's going to happen. Otherwise, you know, the agent just wouldn't have let that happen, because otherwise he becomes, you know, like the drama of the night, and no one wants that.
I don't know if you remember this, Armando, but I know you're from Miami and you've worked down there in Florida a long time, but Dwayne Cincius, the year that he went out of the Florida Gators basketball program and sat there in the green room until the second round, became the story of that night. And for the first time in my life, I ever felt sorry for the guy. And I believe that's what potentially could happen to Kyler. So the other thing that we know, you're an AFC East expert. You've covered the Dolphins. You've been covering the NFL for more than 30 years. You're an NFL awards voter as well as a Hall of Fame voter. Is it easy to assume at this point the Miami Dolphins will be taking a quarterback? Because you look at what they have on their roster right now, that's fodder to me.
No, it's terrible, actually. Absolutely it is. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick, God bless him. I like him as a person, but as a quarterback, I like him as a person. Right? So the talk of late for the Dolphins has been not so much the quarterback, but a trade down. That's what they want to do. That's what they, you know, are trying to line up, best I can tell. And so that doesn't necessarily suggest that they're going to draft a quarterback, because obviously Dwayne Haskins is going to be gone. Kyler Murray is going to be gone. That's going to leave them with you know, the kid from Duke, and it's going to leave them with Drew Lock, you know, and neither one of those two guys, you know, jump off the page and go, I am a franchise quarterback. I'm going to win a Super Bowl within 10 years. So I don't think that's necessarily the direction the Dolphins go. I could be wrong. They're not exactly checking with me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. 25 years ago, Brian Tobin should have checked with you because he wouldn't have made he wouldn't have made Mel Kiper what he's become today. As we continue with Armando Salcero, he is our radio one of our radio.com experts when it comes to the NFL draft, and of course that's always brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. And Armando, one final question on this one before I let my demented AFC East guy wearing a Jets jersey pipe in. Let's say we get a curveball thrown on us and all of a sudden Nick Bosa goes up number one. I was told that the Dolphins scouting department stayed in Norman, Oklahoma an extra day after Kyler Murray worked out for his pro day. Might that be, if that happened, might that be the impetus to call cause Miami to put together a trade and try to go up and get Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I don't think so, because okay. It would take a mint to go from right. 13 to to number whatever it is, number one, number two, and they don't have the draft resources to do it.
Okay.
If Kyler Murray doesn't go to the Cardinals, the next team I think that would try to bag him is the Oakland Raiders, and that in itself is going to create some drama, because last I heard, they have a quarterback. And mm-hmm. so, and a pretty good one at that. And I know that there's differing opinions on Derek Carr, but he did go 12-4 one year, yep. So people are going to be interested in him.
Hey, this is Chris. How are you?
What up, Chris?
So, going to the AFC East and a little bit about the Jets. Obviously, some pickups during the offseason, Le'Veon Bell and Crowder, the old Washington Redskins wide receiver. But let me ask you this. How effective, especially with Sam Darnold being in his second year, Le'Veon Bell's been out a year, there's been questions about his weight and fitness. How effective do you think Le'Veon's going to be for the Jets?
That's a good question. So, you know, the Jets have offensive line issues. It's not a great, necessarily, offensive line. It's functional, but it's not great. And there is some discussion about, you know, improving that. But the problem for the Jets is there's also discussion about improving the pass rush. And there's also discussions about, you know, finding a cornerback help. And there's discussions about 12 other things that they need to discuss to improve the team. So
right.
I understand the problem, but at the same time, I guess they're going to prioritize. You cannot win in the NFL if you can't do one of three things. Pass the ball, pressure the ball, defend the ball. And the Jets think they can pass the ball with Sam Darnold. They can't necessarily pressure the ball right now because they need an edge rusher. And I think their cornerbacks are just not that good. And so they can't right. really defend the ball all that well.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of rumors over the past few months about them trading the number three pick for some of that
yeah.
help. Do you think – how likely do you think that might happen tonight?
Well, I mean, the general manager has been holding up a big neon sign saying my spot is for sale. So I think people have gotten the clue that they would like to trade out. The problem is if they trade out, and I don't discount it, the problem for them is going to be suddenly the elite possible edge rusher like a Bosa, if he doesn't go to San Francisco or the Cardinals. Now what do you do? Because you're going to add bodies, but are they going to be quality bodies? And that's the question. It all depends on how far down someone wants to come. The Jets want to get back their second-round pick that they gave up last year for Sam Darnold. And so to do that, they're going to have to go back or go down at least 10 spots.
All right, Armando, before we let you go, and again, they can follow you on Twitter at Armando Salcero. You are a radio.com insider. who's the best player in this draft? Who falls tonight? I will give you my best player. Best player number one don't always mean the same thing, as we know. I think Josh Allen, the outside linebacker from defensive end from Kentucky, could be this year's Khalil Mack of the draft.
That's a fair pick, and I would counter with Nick Bosa. And I guess I'm being a little partial. The kid is from Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
But he is Josh Allen is a great pass rusher. I don't think Bosa is as great as far as a speed rush. But Bosa has a speed rush and a bull rush. And if you don't have power, if you're a one-trick pony, NFL tackles figure out how to just push you beyond the – you know, the quarterback and quarterback step up, you have to have both. And I think Bosa is more complete.
Well, listen, thank you for taking the time to join us. Enjoy the night. Enjoy the weekend. And Armando, radio.com and Sports Insider, love to get you back here on Straight Up with Sturge.
My pleasure, Sturge. Be well.
Be well. Armando Salcaro, just follow him on Twitter. Again, 30 years now covering the NFL, expertise on the AFC East. And, you know, the only thing, do we even consider the Buffalo Bills anymore, the AFC East, when they play, what, several games a year now north of the border? Are they still doing that thing up there in Toronto?
I believe they are, but, well, they've also expanded it now to London and all these.
See, I think what we need to do, guys, I think we need to just go the international route and have a Toronto franchise, a London franchise.
Well, we did. It was called NFL Europe.
Yeah, and that didn't work. I'm sorry. I said London franchise, Toronto franchise. I've been to Barcelona, Spain. I don't care if you put the Dragons as their mascot, which they were. It ain't going to work there in Barcelona. They are all into a different kind of football when it comes to that end of things. So here's the deal. It is open phone. Who is number one on your draft board? Who is number one for your team? We'll come back. We'll start taking a look at our top five picks. Because here's the deal, guys. All it takes is one trade to blow this entire thing up. Remember, we're live here at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. That's 531 Wadehampton Boulevard. We're going to be hanging here, the prize wheel with tickets, everything else. Happy hour, 4 to 7 p.m. And listen, it'll be a hopping in place here tonight. That's Hall of Fame Sports Grill, 531 Wadehampton Boulevard, hallofamesportsgrill.com. So welcome back in. We are live here at Hall of Fame Sports Grill, Wadehampton Boulevard. That's 531. And listen, it's starting to roll in. Come spin the prize wheel. A lot of cool things out. But before we – listen, I really enjoyed Armando. That's might be – we were talking about cool names there in the final segment of the previous hour. Armando Salcuero. That's a cool name.
If your name is Armando and you don't go by Mondo, I don't know what I don't know what to do with you.
All right. Well, listen, John's gotten in with this because he wants to talk about that five-minute major hockey penalty that the Las Vegas Knights were given the other night in game number 7, which more or less cost it. And, John, do you think they feel any better today about the apology that the NHL has now given the Las Vegas Golden Knights?
I don't think it really matters at all. I actually didn't see the game, although I'm a huge Sharks fan. It was too late for me. The center was falling down, and the player on the Golden Knights shoved him with two hands on his stick. It's a cross check. It was an intent to injure. Definitely a 5-minute major. But here's the thing, Sturge. You know, on a 5-minute major, I've been following hockey for like 40 years. On a 5-minute major, sometimes team scores once in a while, twice. Just seldom ever see more than that. The Golden Knights just laid down on the ice and let the Sharks do whatever they wanted. That was what the real issue is here. When your colleague pointed that out briefly when you were talking about it. The Golden Knights just gave up. They just stood there and did nothing. And you can't do that in any sport.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, John. Chris, you're the bigger hockey fan than Diesel. I've been learning it with the Swamp Rabbits and now John's 100% correct.
Absolutely.
Everybody looks for an excuse and why this happened, all right? You gave up four goals in a five-minute period when you work all year long on how to kill a power play.
Yeah. I mean, the defense, that the biggest thing was the defense let them down, and the goalie let them down.
Yeah.
The goalie let the team down as well. I mean, rarely, and I can't remember, like I tweeted out to you, I can't remember the last time four goals were scored in one period to not only to tie the game, basically, because Vegas came back and scored the fourth goal to send it to OT.
And that should have evened it right there. It's game seven. You're in overtime. It's a clean slate. If you felt like you got screwed in that situation, you capped it off by evening the game at four with 47 seconds left. Now, go win the sucker and don't go complain about it. So, yeah, listen, Diesel, it's just like anybody else. If you can pass the blame on to somebody else, then don't accept it if you don't have to.
Well, yeah, and if I'm a Golden Knights fan, I'm really worried about how much this takes away the momentum of the franchise. I mean, they're a new franchise. They were a great story last year. And then, I mean, this is a disappointing way to end the season.
Yeah, you get no kidding.
Really disappointing.
When it comes to that. However, is there anything disappointing tonight? I mean, one of these guys is going to fall. You know it happens every year. I hope it's not to the point like I referenced in 1987, 88 when Cincius, this goon from the University of Florida, sat there in the green room at the NBA draft into the second round. It was just – it became uncomfortable for everybody involved. But
I thought you were talking about Mark Ryan, a goon from the University of Florida.
Well, aren't those synonymous with each other? I mean, we joke about all the time, Diesel, most crazy stories here in the South start with a man in Florida. So anyway, all right, so top five, guys. We discussed this last night. I don't think anybody's interested over the next half an hour hearing us break down each pick by, in the top 10 and what we think, because you know what? I don't have time to decipher that.
And no matter what you say, you're going to be wrong.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Something's going to blow up at some point.
To me, when we do this, because I want everybody to keep their list, all right, and I'm going to tally it up here later on tonight, and somebody's getting a Belmont T-shirt. How about that? Okay? Anyway, to me, it's almost like the NCAA tournament bracket pool. If you're playing against other people, take the safe bet. You know what I mean? Because that's the one that's typically going to happen. So I'll go first. I've got Kyler Murray going to the Arizona Cardinals, especially now that Armando has told us he is there in Nashville. He doesn't want to be that guy that, after being the number one draft pick for 4 months, free falls on television tonight. I think Kyler Murray goes number one.
Okay.
Chris Smith, you're on the clock.
I do not think Kyler Murray goes number one. I think that Nick Bosa will go number one.
And there is a lot of chatter out there that if that happens, this is all – yours looks good. Everybody else's is all for null and void at that point. Diesel?
Oh, I think
which
Arizona,
App State player you have? Do you have going number one to the Arizona Cardinals?
I think Arizona bows to the pressure. Does Cliff Kingsbury know that he doesn't have to draft Kyler Murray? It's not set in stone. He was not an NFL coach when he made that statement. You don't have to draft the guy, but at this point, they're dumb enough. They're gonna.
Well, no, I think when he made that comment, what he was doing was pushing a guy that transferred.
Sure.
Out of Texas Tech that he had known, into the positive limelight and trying to replace Baker Mayfield.
Sure,
he's doing the.
It became such a big thing now he has to.
Secondly, now that I think about it, does Arizona not have to go offense in this way? Do you really trust a Cliff Kingsbury coached Arizona Cardinals team to start with defense? Because that's not his identity. They've yet to play defense in the Big 12 in about a decade.
I don't trust a Cliff Kingsbury run car wash. What are you talking about?
Man, hold on. Have you seen who he was dating a little? You and him might have a fun night out on the town, you know what I mean? But that doesn't know. You got to give him a little respect when it comes to that. So Kyler Murray, you say he bends. Hey, Patrick, we'll give you the opportunity. Does Kyler Murray go number one or not? Yes or no?
I say yeah. I mean, all signs lead to him going number one to Arizona. Arizona, again, the franchise is dumb enough to take another quarterback in the first round, again, back-to-back years. I see no signs that says otherwise. So, yeah, Kyler Murray's going number one.
All right, Derek wants to get in on the hockey penalty. I tell you what, these hockey guys, they're frustrated that the NFL's getting all the attention after some great game sevens here the last couple of nights, which, again, that's now on my bucket list, game seven in the NHL playoffs. Derek, your thoughts on that major penalty the other night?
Well, first of all, I probably have to say I'm probably the biggest Sharks fan in this area. I was up watching it, knowing I had to be at work the next day in my Joe Thornton jersey. Hoping this three, I didn't have to turn it off at 3-0 in the last period. One thing I do have to say, Martin Jones, whose percentages of saves have not been that great for this year, came up clutch in game six and in game seven. And you have to give him credit. He hasn't really had that backing as a Marc-Andre Fleury from Vegas, but he showed up and he contributed to the team. Probably before, more than he was actually expected to be. But the major, I would have to say it really should have been a 5-minute. He cross-checked him. The definition is above the shoulders to the head would be a considered major. He went from chest up. So that, to me, would have to be considered a major. And I think then it was a right call for the ref. At seeing the replay, seeing it live, I think that was a correct call. But that
yeah,
could be my
see,
body.
I missed it. I had gone to bed, then woken up, and all of a sudden my Twitter timeline's like, holy cow, can you believe this? And let me ask you this, guys. At the NHL level, Chris, you're a bigger fan. Derek, you're a bigger fan. Can the NHL buzz the ice and go, you missed that? Because Saturday I was at the Predator-Stars game, and let me tell you, there was a collision that should have been ruled a major cross-check at mid-ice. I'm not sure that guy from the Stars has woken up yet.
Yeah, I saw
yet
that.
They skated on.
Yeah. Yeah, he was down on the ice for a while.
Yeah.
But the thing is that
– I think they can call in to Toronto, correct?
So they can call into Toronto. The thing is though, Toronto can't call in.
They can't buzz.
They can't buzz. Because if you start getting into that, like you're, the game's going on, things are heated. There's a what perceived to be a penalty, and the Toronto calls down to the refs. You're in the middle of the game,
right?
You can't start. That opens up a Pandora's box when it comes to hockey.
And Derek, man, come talk hockey with us one night. Get in touch with us. Follow me on Twitter at Sturgis Sports and teach me, man. I am totally fascinated after things have gone on. And listen, you hey, it may be the NFL draft, but if you need to cleanse your soul on whether that was a 5-minute or not, because you know what? While they did put out the apology today, Chris, Diesel, what's one thing that this has brought the NHL during their playoff run when most major sports are going, oh, crap, the NFL draft's going on here?
Publicity.
Publicity.
Yeah, absolutely.
So not always the worst thing, but I kind of wondered that because if y'all remember the hit that I saw Saturday, everybody in the building saw it coming for a good second and a half before it actually took place. So they were already, before the I hate to say it, but that defenseman for the Stars was seeing stars when that took place.
Yeah, he was down for a bit, yeah. And I was very surprised that there was no call on that hit.
But I'm with you. They're already stopping the game more now than they ever have because I did not realize that now every 6.5 minutes on a stoppage of action, they're out. It only takes them about 2 minutes to clear off that extra ice that's been chunked or whatever.
Right.
But, boy, they stop it about 2-3 times a period for that. Hey, don't forget Diesel's here at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Getting ready to get him some food and, you can come down. You can join us. Happy hour's going on from 4 to 7. You can spin the prize wheel and just hang out with us because the star tonight's not going to be those 31 players taken in the NFL draft. The star is going to be Hall of Fame Sports Grill or Coach Josh Phillips. I have now seen photos of him right there in front of the stage in Nashville. We'll talk to him at the top of the hour because – he must be feeling all right. They got up early and left to go over there. Guys, he's like, hey, I'm waiting on Patrick to call me. I'm like, dude, that's next hour. He goes, oh, yeah, it's an hour behind. Here, now, oh, no, it's not. No, I mean, yes, it is, but that's not why he was affected there. So when we come back, we'll continue our top fives. I've got Kyler Murray. Diesel's got Kyler Murray, and, of course, the demented Ohio State fan himself takes Nick Bosa, number one. Who do we got coming up, number two? Who is your team going to take with their first-round draft pick tonight? Yep, we're live here, 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Put our food order in at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. NFL draft party going on tonight. And Patrick Brown's back there taking your phone calls at 844-GSP-ESPN. And, Patrick, I was all excited. Our friends in the Zach Brown Band had called in on NFL draft day. And then I realized it was our demented, sick New York Giants, Miami Hurricanes fan, Diesel. Zach, hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, my skin is currently burning as I am wearing a number 11 Phil Sims New York Giants jersey.
Ooh, how's it feel to be a champion, son?
No, I think you should be asking me how it feels to be a champion. But as I just put the picture out on Twitter, never say never, know when to say when.
Well, listen, I'm telling you what, man, I am so excited for tonight. My boys got two picks in the first round today, and we're going to make a count with both of them. And we're not going to pick a quarterback with either one. You watch.
Zach, are they going to make the mistake of getting two Miami Hurricanes?
No. Well, there's not two Miami Hurricanes with the draft in the first round. But, no, I mean, we're going to go Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver. I want Ed Oliver right there at number six.
Why? Because he is – a lot of people compare him to Aaron Donald, who maybe at this point in time the best defensive lineman in the NFL. Ed Oliver –
thanks for making my point.
Okay, well, I was going to say, you're going to have to scheme him because he's smaller than Donald. Do you know what I mean? So you're going to have to effectively scheme Ed Oliver well.
Well, and that's fine because, you know, listen, we had a lot of good young guys step up last year on defense. I don't have a problem with the way that they can scheme him and let him move around and really go back to kind of the way that you had it when you had, you know, guys like, you know, Tuck and, you know, Pierre Paul, all those guys. I mean, that was the ability for us to, you know, move those guys around on the line, allow them to come in, wreak havoc in the middle of the field, and, you know, do what they want to do, so.
All right, at number 17, I'm guessing Ed, if you're going to have Oliver, you probably better go offensive line and try to give Eli Manning some help here in his final year or two.
Well, and I was listening to your morning show this morning on ESPN Upstate, and, you know, I think it was Mike Golic was talking about how deep the offensive line class is for this year. And, you know, the Giants better take one early. With two picks, you better take one. There's not anything coming down the pipe as far as offensive linemen coming into the draft next year. And I'm fine with that. You know, or if you want to take a run at this new quarterback, I'm okay with that too at that point. But do not try to get into the Dwayne Haskins, you know, bull crap in the, you know, in the sixth pick. We don't need it that bad. We have a two-time Super Bowl MVP quarterback. Who's going to win the Super Bowl again this year?
Love your conviction. 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Come see us, and we got good lighting here as well.
Oh, not yet. Wait till I tell them a little bit.
All right, man. Come see us. Have one on Chris, okay? There's Zach
perfect.
Again. I am number 11 right now, but we're at number 2 on our draft picks, all right? You go Bosa 1. We go Kyler Murray number 1. I'll go Bosa number 2 to San Francisco. And you know what? It is appropriate justice that Nick Bosa gets sent to San Francisco, California, where he has to go keep his mouth shut as a really conservative human being on the face of this earth in the most ultra-liberal spot in this country. He's already shut down his Twitter account. And this will be appropriate justice to go be sentenced to San Francisco and the 49ers.
Yeah.
You know I'm right there, too.
Unfortunately, so my second pick is actually Josh Allen for San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
See, I think San Francisco, skeert, to go after Bosa. I think they're going to kowtow to all the pressure.
I agree.
And Bosa's going to drop out of that number two spot. I got number two San Francisco taking Quinnen Williams.
All right. So, at number three, that's where I've got Quinnen Williams, the Bama defensive tackle, because at that point, the Jets could use a valve clogger, if you will, and that's kind of the way to describe Quinnen Williams. Listen, he's Dexter Lawrence with more ability to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, so I actually agree with you on this pick. I think Williams is going to go to the Jets with the third pick.
And since I had Quinnen Williams bouncing up to number two, I see the Jets taking Ed Oliver. Sorry, Zach Brown, you're not getting Ed Oliver.
See, Ed Oliver, to me, there's a huge upside to him, but there's a big downside as well. That's why I feel like Ed Oliver's more in that 10 to 20 range right now, because you got to make sure it's not all about him. But I'm going to invest at 50 years old on the safer investment at this point. You know what I mean? And that's where I go there. All right. I've got Oakland staying at number four, despite what Maycock and the guys might be fighting about real quickly. That's where I've got Josh Allen, the best player in this year's draft, the hybrid defensive end outside linebacker from the University of Kentucky.
So I have on that pick – Jawan Taylor, the offensive tackle from Florida, going there. They need some help on the line to protect Derek Carr or whoever their quarterback is. Apparently, they don't like him very much. So,
well, apparently, since Nick Bosa is a bad guy, going all the way back to his middle school days, all you got to do is look at his Twitter. Give me Oakland Raiders taking Nick Bosa.
And it's still appropriate justice, at least for 1 year, to be sentenced to Northern California across the bay from San Francisco. Now, if that happens, you realize Nick Bosa will be one of the happiest players in the NFL. Why?
Because he's going to Vegas.
Because he's going to Vegas 1 year later, and he could go, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Vegas. We'll come back with our fifth and final pick. Also, Drew LeBlanc gets in with us. We'll ask you the question here in open phones. Which player falls the furthest down the draft board tonight? 844-GSP-ESPN. Remember, a live check-in from the draft in Nashville with Coach Josh Phillips as we're live at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. That's 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard here in Greenville. We're going to be having a blast all night. So the star straight up with Sturge just showed up. No, it's not Diesel sitting here. He just ordered. Hey, I found a way to shut you up there.
Turn my mic off. I ordered the Clemson Tiger. It's basically like a grilled cheese with bacon and jalapenos on it.
Ooh, okay. So you'll be
It was between that and the Paladin.
You'll be having a spicy night on 93.3 The Planet later on, huh?
That's right.
All right. We are up through number four. Our fifth and final pick.
Should we recap what we've had so far? Yep. So far, Sturge has got Kyler Murray going number one. He's got Nick Bosa going two. He's got Quinnen Williams third, and then Josh Allen fourth. Chris Smith has got Bosa 1, Allen 2, Williams 3, Jawan Taylor 4. I've got Murray 1, Williams 2, Oliver 3, Bosa 4, and I won't tell you who I've got 5.
All right. The Dominion New York Jets fan over here, as well as the Ohio State. And I cannot believe he only has one Buckeye in his top four so far, who's technically not a Buckeye if you don't finish your junior year there. But go ahead, Chris.
So I'm going to the Big Ten on this one. I am going with TJ Hockenson, the tight end out of Iowa, to go number five to the Buccaneers.
Was he a red shirt?
He was.
Because he's out 6'5", 255, number one tight end in the draft, and I've just found it interesting. I figured that he had to have a redshirt year there. There's actually two Iowa tight ends that are going to go here.
Yeah, Noah Fant's the second one.
So, all right, number five, because defense is going to rule the day. I've got Devin White, the LSU linebacker, going number five to Tampa Bay. All right, because this brings up now the question. Well, Diesel, we need to get your fifth pick as well.
Yeah, well, the best player available at the time is going to be Josh Allen on my list. Okay. I got Josh Allen going five to the to Tampa Bay.
Well, I'm right. Like I said, I am a personal believer that Josh Allen is at it. Now, two questions. First of all, I challenge y'all on Twitter. Go give our buddy Chief Spires a follow, at Chief Spires. Maybe we could get him in here for a minute later on. I want to, Chris, I just want to get out of here after we have Coach Phillips on from Nashville and let Diesel and Chief talk about death metal.
Yeah, they'll talk forever. So Chief is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What's the band? Temple of Thieves?
Nile. Is this the guy you were telling me
about
the other day?
Yes, and cool. He's sitting over here. He wants to meet you here in a bit. And, of course, I need to get – as my wife, the star straight up with Sturgis now here, I need to get some instructions from Chief on how to get my neck back, because how in the world can you be a death metal bass player that talented for that long and still have some neck left to you? Yeah. He's the one that should be wearing around the brace, not me. So, anyway, Chief hits us up. Who are his Steelers taking is what he wants to know before Drew's question of who's going to drop the furthest. So, the Steelers, let's take a look at where they are, because the one move that they made ahead of the draft is they now have their quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, back in the fold. And we'll see how that goes. But I think they need to go defense. It's always good in this day and age when it's an offensive game in the NFL. Go get a cornerback. And I see slotted for the Pittsburgh Steelers, DeAndre Baker, the cornerback from the University of Georgia.
Okay. I see Devin Bush, linebacker out of Michigan.
Okay. Diesel, we may be getting a little further down. You're on the message stream right now. But, yeah, do you go get him some help at wide receiver? You can't do it with that pick in the draft.
No.
Why? And we'll get into this in the final hour as well. What are our curveballs when it comes to tonight's draft? You know, get a Major League Baseball turn in there. And to me, that would definitely – I think Metcalf goes at the end of the first round. There's another Ole Miss wide receiver, but I was thinking that my curveball might be no wide receivers in the first round, but I ultimately, after last night, ended up changing my opinion on that one.
Yeah, there's –
because Paris Campbell is not going to be it no matter what our buddy Corey says here. He ain't going in the first round.
No, I don't think he's going
He'll go middle second.
He'll go middle second. I think – we are going to see more tight ends drafted in the first round than we're going to see wide receivers.
Yeah. Because you can do two things. You can stay in and block.
Yeah. I think that's the one thing that you're going to see happen tonight. And it's usually – you don't see, unless they're, you know, the shocky-type tight ends who are Antonio Gates, people like that, who can go out there and catch the ball. But this draft is heavy in good tight ends.
All right, Diesel. Drew gets in with us on Twitter and says, which player do we expect to have the largest fall when it comes to tonight? So, I'm going to go with, even though I took him number one on my draft pick, if somebody goes free-falling tonight, it is going to be Kyler Murray, and I promise you, if the Dolphins are sitting there at that number 13 pick and Kyler Murray's falling that far down the draft board, that's where he will ultimately land. That would be 12 spots. I don't really know after that who free-falls, because it will take a trade or a wild pick to throw everything out of the norm.
Yeah, I see Haskins.
Think he's second.
Yeah, I think Kyler Murray's going to drop all the way down. I don't know if the Dolphins are going to pick him or if they may go with Haskins at the QB spot. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick, as much as a journeyman as he's been, and he's always – the funny thing about Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's always been good, like the first eight games of the season with any team that he's been with, and then it just collapses.
Well, there's been a lot of talk of what the Dolphins will do. I mean, do you if let's say Arizona is dumb enough to take Kyler Murray number one, and I'm going to stick with that point all night long, do you think it's a lock then that the Dolphins go after Arizona's current quarterback and Josh Rosen?
Yeah. and try and trade for him.
And that's going to be a fascinating because
then a lot of teams are interested in
absolutely,
trading.
Absolutely. What would you – do you really see a top-notch first-round quarterback? I see some with some upside, but I don't see the Peyton Manning in this draft. Or, God forbid, if I upset anybody with this, the Trevor Lawrence 2 years down the road as a natural number one selection. I don't see it out of quarterbacks here. So, to me, Diesel just hit one of the X factors tonight. Who's going to go, screw it? I'll give up that number nine. He goes number nine last year to the Arizona Cardinals. I don't think franchises in this day and age need to repeat picks in the top 10 of the draft, even if it's at quarterback. So somebody may ultimately change the order tonight and say, screw it, I'll go the safe side and take Josh Rosen, who's already got 1 year in the league.
You know, that's my favorite thing about the draft is it's total chaos.
Yep.
People have spent the last, 5 months talking about
talking
this,
about, yeah.
And it's going to be blown up in the first 15 minutes of the draft.
Yeah. Blown up, sir. Who was showing me the Bill Murray socks earlier? I think it was him. Did you get blown up, sir, in this from Stripes, man? It's a good day here at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Come hang out with Courtney and Kevin and all of us starting to fill in here. We're going to hang out and watch the draft as well. And, of course, you got a lot of different things that go on through the week here at Hall of Fame Sports Grill, which includes Monday Hour Happy Hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Trivia nights during the week and one of the best deals here in Greenville on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Their $10 beer and burger combo. It's hard to beat that. And that's actually what I'm trying tonight is the burger. We'll let Diesel get his update before he heads back out at 7 o'clock. But one more hour here. Come by and see us and hang out. And I promise you, it's going to be a fun night at the Hall of Fame Sports Grill, 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We'll come back with Josh Phillips live from the NFL Draft in Nashville.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.